Welcome to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. This show is intended to share the voices and stories of the students, teachers, and community that make us Fox C6 Strong.
Welcome to another episode of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I am your superintendent, Dr. Nisha Patel, and I am so excited that you are joining us for Season 2, Episode 7. On this podcast, we share the individual voices and stories of the students, staff members, and community members who truly make us Fox C6 Strong. On today's episode, I'm excited to introduce you to Ada Redman. Ada is a student at Seckman High School who is passionate about caring for and protecting our environment. This passion has led Ada to begin her own nonprofit organization aimed at creating awareness about environmental issues in schools. Now, I'll turn it over to JP Presavento and Ada, and I'll talk to you again after their conversation.
Welcome back to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I am so excited today to be recording here at Seckman High School with Seckman sophomore Ada Redmond. Ada, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
So, Ada, we are here, like Dr. Patel said, to talk about your passion for the environment. Can you start off by telling the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Of course. So, obviously, I am a sophomore at Seckman High School, and I think a big part about myself is that I'm super, well, at least I think I'm super involved in my school community, and I want to kind of bring my passions into my community because I think that's really important to me. And so part of that is kind of what I'm doing now, starting Ada's Brigade and starting Seckman Eco Club and things like that.
That's so exciting. So tell us, what are some of the things you're already involved in here at Seckman?
So currently I'm a Seckman Student Council representative, but I'm currently running to be a historian for next year. I'm also a debater on the public forum debate team, which we're having finals today and I'm really excited about.
Good luck.
Thank you. I'm in theater. Last year I was in the one act production, but that got canceled because of Corona, obviously. And I usually do track, but I've got a lot of stuff going on this year, so I'm kind of taking a year off. But yeah, and that's pretty much it.
Well, it sounds like you have a whole lot going on and you have a whole lot of different interests.
Yeah, I do. I'm passionate about a lot of stuff.
I can tell. Well, the thing that I want to speak to you about today, you already mentioned. You talked about Ada's Brigade and you talked about your passion for the environment. So first I want to ask you, where does that passion for the environment, where does that come from?
Well, it's hard to like pinpoint exactly, but what I can tell you is that around in 2019, my mom is actually who got me started on this. She became a vegan and I was like, what are you doing, you crazy person? Giving up steak, cake, like this is just wrong. Except then she's like, Ada, give it a chance. Let me show you this documentary and tell me if you're not convinced. I watched the documentary and like that, I was convinced. From then on, it's been all about the environment and kind of my goals and my journey with that.
So because of your passion for the environment, you started a nonprofit / kind of sort of school club, Ada's Brigade.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about Ada's Brigade?
For sure. So Ada's Brigade is a nonprofit organization that really focuses on making starting school eco clubs super simple, super easy, and really efficient. What Ada's Brigade is doing right now is developing fundraisers that are kind of turnkey and recruiting aids and basically just programs that you can give to whoever wants to start it at their own school. And it's basically a step-by-step plan to take their school to zero waste in the most efficient way possible.
So it sounds like you're trying to, what we like to say is build for scale, the opportunity for folks to who don't know, like, I want to start a club, I'm all about the environment, but I don't know how to get started. You want to give them a blueprint for having success with starting their own eco club.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the work that you've done to make this a reality so far.
So far, I had to obviously see if it was even feasible in, like, Secman, see if people would be open to it, if my teachers, like, I could get support from an admin and the teachers and things. So what I first did was I went to my homie, Miss Adkins, and she's really been helping me a lot. And I couldn't really, I was told I couldn't start a club because of the pandemic, but I kind of didn't let that stop me. I was pretty determined to get it going. So far we've had one event, and it was the campus cleanup. And it was in collaboration with student council. But basically it was on Halloween. Everyone came in costumes. We did a scavenger hunt while we were picking up trash. And the winners of the scavenger hunt, they got gift cards that I got donated from local businesses. And that was super fun. And that's when I really saw a lot of students kind of being like, we should do this again. Like, I want to do this. There are students who want to be involved. They just haven't ever had the opportunity.
So it sounds like, Ada, that you guys are off to a great start. I'm curious, what was the response from some of your teachers and friends when you told them about this idea of Ada's Brigade to empower folks to create eco clubs?
Well, honestly, I was expecting kind of apprehension at first, but I have gotten nothing but support and kind of like, yeah, like, when can we get started? When will this be a thing? And I'm like, honestly, just so happy, because I thought it would kind of be like, come on, man, this will be kind of cool. But everyone's just, let's go for it. And that makes my job so much easier, because, like, I'm creating something that I obviously want to spread knowledge and spread information and spread awareness, but people, like, want it. They want it already. So it's just, like, it's just making my job easier, the fact that there's already, like, I don't know how to, like, a market out there for it already. And so, and teachers, they've been super helpful too. Miss Adkins, Mr. Crutch.
What advice do you have for other kids who maybe, you know, they're passionate about the environment like you are, or they're passionate about something else? What advice do you have for them as they're trying to get their own organization off the ground?
What I'm going to tell you is that if you're nervous, if you have apprehension, you're kind of like, well, will people get behind this? Well, there will be someone. Even if it's just one person, you can find a support system in one other person. Or maybe you just, no one has talked about it yet. And there's a huge amount of people that think just like you. No matter what, you will find someone who wants to be involved. And even if you don't, who cares? It's something you love. It's something you're passionate about. So who's going to stop you? So I just think that's kind of what I do.
So you're telling folks to follow their passion.
Yeah.
And to follow their heart.
Yeah.
And if it's something that you're passionate about, chances are you can find someone else in your community who wants to get behind that idea too.
Absolutely.
But I bet that having so much support here on campus was incredibly helpful.
Oh, it really was, for sure.
One thing that you've talked about kind of before we started hitting record is that Ada's Brigade, part of your job is to promote the idea of schools getting to zero waste status. Mm-hmm. Can you tell our audience about what it means to be zero waste and why that's important?
What being a zero waste school means is basically that you're waste neutral. So you're not producing any waste, but you're finding ways to not let it affect your environment. So you're composting your food, you're recycling your paper, you're donating, you're reusing, upcycling, things like that. And basically, when you hit the line of not producing any waste, you're zero waste. So it's kind of self-explanatory.
So you're not encouraging schools to never use paper.
Mm-mm.
You're just saying, hey, every piece of paper that we use should have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that we don't need anymore need to be recycled or upcycled, used for something else.
What I'm saying is that there are just so many options that make it so much, like, they make it so simple to recycle or upcycle. So there's no point in just, like, making waste just to make waste, if that makes sense.
Well, Ada, you're only a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two more full years of making an impact with the environment and that journey to get schools to zero waste while you're here at Secman High School. But thinking about when you move on and leave Seckman in a couple years, what's your vision for Ada's Brigade and this eco movement once you have moved on?
Obviously, once I'm starting with Seckman, but when I graduate here, my journey is not going to end. My goal is to kind of like take this end game, like go as long and as far as I can. What I'm thinking is obviously as soon as possible, I want to make Seckman the first zero waste school in Jefferson County. And from then on, this sounds kind of lofty, but I want to make Foxy 6 School District itself zero waste. And if that works out, then I can go to other school districts in other states and eventually like have Ada's Brigade make fundraisers and programs to make it simple as possible for schools all around the country, no matter who you are, where you are, to turn your school zero waste. Because my ultimate goal isn't to just like have Seckman be zero waste. That would be amazing. But I want to kind of establish a new normal in society to where it's normal for schools to be zero waste. Because right now, if you heard someone say, oh, that school is zero waste, they'd kind of be like, oh, that's awesome. But I want it to be like, that school's not zero waste. What are they doing? And because that would just be so amazing for not only our like future generations to kind of have already environmental practices instilled in them as a normal, but it would just help our climate so much because schools are already a huge producer. And I don't know, I just think like, I think that's possible and because I've seen support and I know I have the determination and I'm absolutely positive there are other people out there like me that have the same determination and passion. So if we can just like build a network and work together, we could make having a zero waste school the new normal. And that's my ultimate goal.
I think that's awesome. And I can tell, Ada, from our short conversation that you are so incredibly passionate about the environment and you're so passionate about this charge that you've given yourself to create these zero waste schools. I want to applaud you for your vision in not only creating the zero waste, but the vision that you have to create structures that will empower others to do what you're doing. And I think that's the real power, is creating structures that will allow other folks to replicate the work that you're doing here. So Ada, I want to thank you so much for taking time to chat with us today for the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. Is there any last idea you want to leave our listeners with before we sign off?
Yes, I do. I want to just say that if you have a passion, if you have a dream, or even if you have multiple like me, because I'm a little bit too passionate sometimes, just go for it. Absolutely, just go for it. Nothing is stopping you but you. And you've heard my goals. I've told you like what I want to do. And I guarantee you there's some people out there going, psh, this kid is just, she is kind of thinking too big. But I don't think I am, because I know myself and I know my students, my fellow peers and my teachers and my admin. And I think it's possible. And if you think it's possible, it is. Like, anything is possible. So you need to do what you want. And if your passion happens to be the environment like mine, you should definitely start an eco club at your school and I will help you. I would be I would be so excited if someone came up to me and said, hey, I kind of want to do what you're doing. I would say, oh my gosh, I love you. That is so amazing. Here, I will help you. I will give you all my knowledge, all the things, all the tips and tricks that I wish someone would have told me. And I think that's what I want to leave the people who are listening to this with, because I think you can do anything and I would be more than happy to help you do anything you want.
That's awesome. Well, Ada, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been an amazing conversation.
Thank you. I'm glad we had this conversation. It was I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I was a little nervous, but I'm kind of excited now.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, thank you again for joining us on the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast.
Welcome back. as I listened to Ada speak about creating school eco clubs, the thing that struck out to me more than anything else is her passion for what she is doing. Ada found her passion in helping the environment and found others in the school community to get behind her cause. I'm so excited to see how Ada continues to grow Ada's Brigade and share her message about the environment with students in the Seckman community and beyond. Talk about finding her purpose. And with that, we are at the end of another episode of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I would like to thank each and every one of you for joining us on this journey to amplify the voices of the students, teachers, and community members that make us Fox C6 Strong. If you haven't done so yet, you can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that you get notified on your phone when a new episode is posted. Thanks again for listening. I can't wait to share our next episode with you on Monday, April 19th. Chat soon.
This has been the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. We hope you've enjoyed hearing the voices and the stories that make us Fox C6 Strong. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.